hair, and a man might have a beard.
Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
Okay. And this
right
is
ear.
Okay. And this is
lips.
Whole thing.
Mouth.
Okay. And this
neck, throat.
Okay. Great. That's both of them. Have you ever heard anybody call anything like the Adam's apple or the cartilage and the thyroid a funny name for that, like where they swallow?
Could be.
Did you ever hear anybody say goozle?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And these are my
teeth.
And one of them is
tooth.
Okay. And around your teeth.
Gums.
Okay. And of my hand.
Palm.
Okay. And this is a
fist.
And two
fists.
Okay. And anything that bends on your body.
Is a joint.
Okay. And let's see. On a man, this would be
a chest.
Okay. And these are
shoulders.
Okay. And this is
hand.
Okay. And two
hands.
Okay, and this is my
knee,
the whole thing,
leg.
Okay, and this is my
foot
and two
feet.
Okay, and if I bang this,
your shin.
Okay. Now, do you know a word for, like, if somebody got down, squatted down, you might say that they were down on there, and they're talking about this part of your back of your leg. And I think also I've heard this used referring to like an animal, like a dog or something. If there's
no chops.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard haunches?
Yeah. Yeah, for an animal.
But not for a person.
No.
Me too. And a lot of people use it for people, but I've only heard it with animals.
Mm.
Have you ever heard hunkers, down in your hunkers?
No.
Have you ever heard hunker down?
No.
Okay. Somebody's been sick and they're up and about, but they don't look quite... Well, you might say, well, he still looks a little bit...
Pale or sickly.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say peaked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my parents use peaked.
But you don't?
No.
Okay. That's like sickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, somebody who is muscular and can lift a great amount of weight, you might say, God, he's really... He's very...
Built.
Okay. Not weak, but
strong.
Okay. And how about if they were, let's say, also they were strong, but they were very, if they were overweight, too. Would you ever say stout?
Yeah. I don't know.
Does that mean strong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people think it means strong, some people think it means fat.
Yeah, I would just think it would mean fat.
Yeah, I would, too. Stout, I would think, is a polite... To me, is a polite word for fat.
I think so, too.
Did you ever hear anybody say stout about bad butter?
No.
Okay. Somebody who's always in really easy to get along with, and they have a good disposition, and they're always smiling, they never get mad. You might say they're very, what would you say about somebody who's like that?
Easygoing. Or they had a good disposition, even disposition.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you ever say good-natured?
Yes.
Okay. How about pleasant?
Pleasant. Uh-huh.
Would you ever say kind?
Probably not. I'd probably say nice.
Yeah.
Or I've used, if somebody really, I'm really taken with this person, I would say that they were delightful.
Ah, good. Okay. Somebody who... Okay, well, how about a boy who's at that age in his teens where his arms and his legs are too long and he cannot walk through a room without knocking over everything?
He's awkward?
Uh-huh. Okay. How about somebody who's not at that age but simply always is knocking stuff over and...
They're a klutz.
Yeah, do you use that? I do, too. How about an adjective? What would you say?
They're awkward.
Uh-huh. They're awkward. So awkward means both... how about clumsy?
Clumsy.
Is that the same?
Same.
So awkward can mean clumsy, and it can also mean...